This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, anyone know what channel the game's on?
We know. Download the Sports on What app today and always know how to watch the game. Satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Subscribe today to start your 7-day free trial. Sports on What. We know.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Big time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve a Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. Just a quick announcement to the public out there. So you brought up today earlier, speaking of drinking time, that the men's room older days on draft only. You ran through some of the locations. One of the locations, our friend Suzanne at the 884 in Bremerton. She's already had people come in asking for the
nice.
Beers. Here's the thing. Bremerton, listen. She gets the keg on Thursday.
Oh,
she gets the keg.
Well, just drink a men's room IPA.
There you go, the IPA.
You'll be fine.
I don't think they left.
Drink
it's
whatever porter they got on
suspicion.
There.
Okay. I bet you they're still there. All right, today.
I don't know that I've ever left a bar.
What? Oh, you don't have it?
You don't have Coors Light? Oh, get out of here.
Right. I will have something else. Today we toast an unidentified man from Haywood, California.
Haywood.
Now, after leaving a Halloween party, police clocked him doing 90 miles an hour. Naturally, he was pulled over. And in addition to speeding, he'd also had a few too many. He failed the field sobriety test, and he was arrested for DUI. But we're toasting him because, much like me, when I was arrested, which happened to be on a Halloween night, he was still in his Halloween costume. Sure, I was dressed as a cowboy from the Village People. However, he was wearing an orange jumpsuit with the words Department of Corrections written on the back.
Damn.
The cops even posted a picture. They don't normally do that, but they're like, we're not going to show his face. We just want to point out he's not an escaped felon. It's Halloween, but this is brilliant.
I'm surprised you can buy that.
Really?
Well, yeah.
Where would it be an advantage to have that on?
Nowhere.
Like, who are you trying to fool? Like, who do you want to believe that you're, in fact, a member of the Department of Corrections and you're still in an orange jumpsuit? Like, there's no benefit, I don't think.
No.
That's why I'm like, go buy it if you want. I don't know when it comes in handy, unless you want to break into prison.
Seems like having a cop uniform. It just seems like that should not be allowed.
But the cop uniform, you can use it for nefarious purposes, right?
Mm-hmm.
But an orange jumpsuit, like, okay. I mean, like, there's just no advantage.
And the ones they sell that generally you wear on Halloween are, like, ridiculous looking.
Are they?
Or they just say, like, Department of, like, they're not that specific that
right.
You'd be like, oh, that guy's actually a criminal.
And I would hope if you did escape from prison, the first thing you do is get out of your orange jumpsuit. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola!
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
Hey, Stephen Throw Hill, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
Oh, I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth.
Earth.
And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. All right, today, you three gentlemen will be competing against one another.
Okay.
That said, you have, of course, your choice of three categories. We have interior decorating, where you guess the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone. Hit me with your best shot, where you guess the unconventional object that someone chose to use as a weapon. And finally, license to spill, where you guess the substance that made the mess.
I like hit me today.
All right. All right, police in the Boston area. They're looking for a guy who went to a corner market earlier this month, grabbed an item from the fridge, and then hurled it at the cashier. Now, the guy apparently got upset because the cashier asked to see his ID before selling him a tobacco product. Don't know the tobacco product was. Another customer witnessed the assault and told the assailant to chill out. But then they started fighting. And that's when the food thrower pulled out a pocket knife and threatened the other customer with it. So the cashier and the customer, they were able to get the bad guy out of the market, lock the doors, and call the police. By the time the police arrived, bad guy disappeared. The good news, no one was injured by flying food or the pocket knife. But the question is, what did the guy pull out of the freezer and throw at the cashier in the first place? Was it a bag of ice? Was it a Hot Pocket? Was it a pint of ice cream, or was it a frozen burrito? So bag of ice, Hot Pocket, pint of ice cream, or frozen burrito. What did this guy decide to throw at the cashier who had the audacity to do their job?
I'm feeling a pint of ice cream on this one, Miles.
Pint of ice cream for Mike.
Yeah, I'm kind of with Mike because I feel like it's either pint of ice cream or Hot Pocket, because if the guy doesn't have his ID, maybe he's not 18 yet.
Possibly, yeah.
But if I'm 18, I feel like a pint of ice cream and tobacco is like a crazy night. So I'll go pint of ice cream with Mike.
Okay. God, I still want it to be a Hot Pocket. I'm going Hot Pocket.
Hot Pocket.
What did he throw at the cashier? A bag of ice, a Hot Pocket, a pint of ice cream, or a frozen burrito? We'll find out next.
That was a tease.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Category Timmy with your best shout-out profile. Let's get Boston police looking for a man who threw a frozen food item at the cashier.
Mm-hmm.
Then when a customer tried to intervene in the ruckus, they got into a fight as well. Question is, what did he initially throw at the cashier? A bag of ice, a Hot Pocket, a pint of ice cream, or a frozen burrito?
Well, let us start with our very own Mike Hawk and the Ted Smith. Oh. You went with the old pint of ice cream.
Yeah.
I'm afraid it was not a pint of ice cream. Miles, you said, I hope it's a Hot Pocket.
I do.
Yeah. And you got your wish.
Why waste the Hot Pocket? You might not be able to buy the cigs, but still buy the Hot Pocket.
Get a Hot Pocket, man.
Jesus.
Come on.
Now for all TV news all the time, it is time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
All right, your choices today. You got Seth Meyers, The Jimmy,
Fallon and Kibble,
Tomlinson,
Taylor,
Stephen Colbert, Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it Late Night?
It is right through the title. These guys have teams of talents and writers helping come up with monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom? Or could it be a V. Ted Smith original?
Warner Brothers has announced a Game of Thrones movie. A movie. So it'll be about 20 minutes shorter than a normal episode of Game of Thrones.
Ted Smith.
Fallon.
Fallon.
Warner Brothers is working on a Game of Thrones movie. Yeah. A movie, so it'll be about 20 minutes shorter than a normal episode of Game of Thrones. I'm excited.
Around 1 in 4 adults dressed up for Halloween this year. Around 20% of them said their costume was scary. 13% of them said their costume was sexy. And for a lot of people, your sexy costume was scary for us.
The Ted Smith, yes.
Thanks.
That's a damn good joke.
The restaurant chain TGI Fridays over the weekend filed for bankruptcy, and man, that is going to change the way people give directions in your hometown. Yeah, just go down here and take a left where the TGI Fridays used to be.
I feel that's either Myers or Colbert.
I'll say Colbert.
Colbert.
Myers.
Damn it.
The restaurant chain TGI Fridays over the weekend filed for bankruptcy. Man, that's going to completely change the way people give directions in your hometown. Yeah, just go down here and take a left where the TGI Fridays used to be.
TGI Fridays filed for bankruptcy. The CEO was like, we may have popped our last jalapeno.
Colbert.
Fallon?
Fallon.
Some business news here. TGI Fridays just filed for bankruptcy.
Oh.
Yeah, that's right. The CEO is like, we may have popped our last jalapeno.
Phil, at a place we like to go, what sandwich do me and you both agree on?
Say that one more time.
There's a bar we like to frequent. What is the sandwich we both agree on?
Oh, the black and chicken sandwich.
Right.
So every time.
Think about Fridays. Again, my brother worked there for years. We thought he was the coolest guy. So he was a bartender at Fridays. But I would get the same thing. Order chicken wings, or if I took a buddy like Miles with me, we'd get a three-for-all, then the black and chicken sandwich.
Oh, yeah. I'm telling you, man, it's always good. Right. Can't go wrong.
Let's see. You guys, when you watch shows, right, you see sometimes that they use actual homes.
Yeah.
Right? So for Breaking Bad, everybody knows the house that Walter lived in, right?
Yep.
That's the famous one that had the pizza thrown on the roof, this and that. But there's also a couple seasons where Jesse Pinkman actually buys like a really nice home or like a almost like a mansion. And I forget, what was it, like in his family or something?
Yes.
And it's like his grandma's.
It was his grandma that owned it. She passed away and then left it to him.
Right. So that's his house and this and that. So they found the lady that owned that home. So the first clip we're going to play is her talking about how much she got paid for it.
My name is Christine Brennan, and I used to own Jesse's Mansion from the Breaking Bad series.
I thought we were going to cook here.
No, we're not going to cook here. Okay, this is my house.
If they needed to come into the house, they would pay me $500 for the day. If they filmed, they would pay $2,000 a day.
Okay.
And then if they don't film any more than 14 days, I don't have to pay income taxes on it. At that point, my son was in high school and I was able to buy him a car.
Yeah.
Good for her, man.
Why not?
Right? Not a bad deal at all. Now, I think the really more interesting part here that Michael like, if you watch the show, you'll remember there is some very tense scenes because they do end up cooking meth in the basement.
Okay.
A few other things happen in that basement. I don't have to say spoiler alert. That show hasn't been on the air in years. Yeah. Like, there might be a death or two in the basement. I don't know. These things happen. But
you know.
Well, I'm saying, look, if you're running a meth kingpin operation, there's going to be some deaths, right? So you said, I'd be a full-time criminal, but I'm bad at violence.
An occupational hazard.
Yeah. But there's some very tense scenes where they're down there cooking and people come by to see the house. So it's interesting. Listen to her. She actually owned the house and turns out they were not prepared for her to move.
Vince Gillingham was not real happy with me when he found out that I was selling the house mid-season.
Was there by any chance scheduled for this afternoon an open house?
He had already envisioned what the next season was going to be like and he had to rewrite the script so Jesse's house would be sold in case the new owners didn't allow filming, which resulted in Jesse having to move elsewhere because the buyers were going to be in the process of remodeling it.
So you moved the garage. That's bold.
Mother's idea.
So wait a minute. That whole bit about him getting the house was because she was legitimately selling the house and they didn't know if they were going to be able to keep it.
Correct. Isn't that wild?
Insane.
That's funny.
Because it's such a big part of that season that house is being sold.
And that was a great episode that they had to dodge the people that were checking the place out.
It's unbelievable.
That was amazing.
When I heard that earlier today, I was like, no S. That's just because it's her home. And she's like, hey, I'm going to sell it. And then you can't blame the new people. Like, I'm sure you want, you know, an extra $2,000 for them to film.
But Joseph doesn't want to get into your house.
Right. And like, look, I don't know what housing prices are in Albuquerque, but Michael attests, the house is, she called it a man. It's a big house. So it's like, yeah, if you're going to remodel that thing, when you get in there, probably like, well, screw it. I don't care.
You know, the flip side of that, though, is, Mike, you know this now, like, when you buy the house, you're about as broke as you're going to be.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when you close, you kind of go, babe, look, man, they're going to give us $2,000 a day to recoup some of this. I mean, your closing costs, all that crap, you know what I mean? I think I would say, you know what, guys, continue to film. I'll take them and kind of pad myself a little bit, right, because we just took a big hit by buying it in the first place. The flip side is my wife, knowing how she is, like, no, man, I want to get my damn house. I want to paint some walls. F that.
Well, it's kind of funny, too. Like,
again, like they were filming The Wire when we were working in Baltimore.
Yeah.
Right? So I have that famous story about seeing Idris Elba just kind of sitting in a stairwell and I just yelled, Stringer Bell! Right? And he kind of said, what's up? But also, me and my buddy one night, we may have had a few adult beverages. So if you ever watched The Wire, they'd always hang out at Orlando's, which was a strip club. But Orlando's was an actual strip club and right. not the greatest part of town. So I remember we were down there and they're filming. We can't go in the strip club. And God, this sounds so terrible. I want to say we're wearing like fake chains. Like we look like idiots.
Right.
Right. But we were sitting there and we kept saying to the guys, you got to get real Baltimore people on. And finally, after a while, they were like, fellas, like we have real actors. And like basically one guy was like, he didn't come out and say it, but he's like, you two aren't what we're. Looking for.
I see.
You don't die.
How do I put this kindly, my white friend?
The visual doesn't quite match.
Correct. He doesn't need two drunk white guys in fake chains yeah. for his scene in The Wire.
I appreciate the look, Abbott. We got it.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of action today in the world of TV, and a lot of people are talking about it and this and that. Now with them. Hey, we got action back. If you like college football, the Mid-America Conference, they start playing games on Tuesday and Wednesday. Good for them. You know some of the schools, but they're just like, look, we're not a Power 5 school. We don't get a ton of TV coverage. So this time of year, you can see games every Tuesday and Wednesday night. You know, this is Miami, Ohio.
Between Monday and Thursday. Right.
Directional schools of the land. Then also, with big results tonight, we also have the first college football playoff came out. Cougs, you're not in there, but you're close. They're making a strong statement. Their only loss is to Boise State. Boise State is in the playoff right now and arguably has the Heisman Trophy winner, to me, on their team. Have you seen that guy's stats?
No.
From Boise State?
No.
Oh, my God. He has more yards and touchdowns than Florida State does as a team.
Jeez.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah. You don't see Boise State a lot on TV, but he is unbelievable.
They were on Friday night.
They were. And I watched a little bit of it. It was already a blowout. He's so good that I just left it on as I just wanted to watch him play. You know, he's...
Yeah,
sometimes you see those guys. I always tell the story about Shaquille O'Neal. Like, I remember my brother coming upstairs, and he's like, you got to come down here and watch this basketball game. LSU's playing somebody. And I said, what? You know, like, I'm a kid, so I'm like, I'm playing with something. He's like, get downstairs. And I remember we sat there, and it was just shocking to see a guy that big and athletic.
Yeah.
So I would say, same with this guy at Boise State, Genty, I think is his name. He's just a beast, man. It's super good. You know, Reggie Bush was one of those players, right? Even if you didn't like SC, at that time, Reggie Bush was such a dominant player. You wanted to watch him play.
For sure.
Tim Tebow. I have a lot of thoughts on Tim Tebow, but Tim Tebow, as far as college quarterbacks go, is...
And are you?
Top five.
Yeah.
You know?
Won a national championship.
I think he won two.
Did he win two? I think you're right, man. I think he did win two.
Yeah, they were pretty good. Obviously, today is election party. Some people do watch parties. Like they do the Super Bowl. Has anybody here ever been to election watch party?
Yes. I mean, I've been at a bar.
I mean, yeah, correct.
But no, I've never been someone's home.
I was never invited.
No, same.
So I got to be a little political here, but I will just say I went to one once. There was a lot of champagne, right?
Right.
Our show's on until 6 p.m. By the time me and my buddy show up, the person they wanted to win was clear it was not going to win.
Oh, so all the champagne they had is just...
So all the champagne's in the fridge. Now, the buddy I showed up with is not much of a drinker.
All right.
Right? But, like, we're kind of joking. We're like, man, I can't believe it's going this way. We show up. You could hear a pin drop in this room. Right? There's appetizers out. There's all this champagne. People are not happy. Right? And my buddy, again, who's not a drinker of all people, he just looks at me and goes, well... We should have some whiskey.
Ooh, okay.
And we both poured, you know, a couple fingers of whiskey, and we sat there and drank it. The night kept going worse. We had a couple more whiskeys, and finally he's like, well, I think we should leave. To this day, I wonder when that champagne got drunk.
Got popped?
Yeah.
It's people will drink when they're upset, but it never seems to be champagne. At a Super Bowl party at my house years ago, and it's when the Hawks lost in the Super Bowl to New England, okay? And I want to say Jeets was there. And Jeets showed up with this big-ass bottle of champagne. Because the Hawks, I mean, they were hot, right? The game goes how it goes. I remember Jeets, I mean, he almost played like the sad trombone music. And I was like, sorry. And so he's leaving. And I'm like, hey, bro, man, do you want your champagne? Because, like I said, it's a big-ass bottle. Nah, man, I don't want it anymore. But he wanted whiskey. So I'm like, all right. So, Jeets, if you're listening, about a week later, I popped that bitch open and chugged it. But
well, that's kind of the issue, right? Because, like, if your team's in a championship, like, generally you got to have the champagne already.
Right.
But if you lose, election, sports, or whatever, I'm with you. I think there has to be a built-in grace period
before you could
pop that champagne. You know what I mean? You can't just feel like, ah, screw it, we lost, let's have it.
Like, some teams, maybe they had a chance, and they had 50 bottles of champagne. 5 years go by, and they win it. Now you've got really good aged champagne ready to pop.
The champagne aged champagne. Yeah, I mean, honestly, I have no idea.
I'm assuming it's still good.
He's just making himself feel better.
Right, exactly. This is 2012 Brut.
Great. Because that's the last time my team won anything.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, like, when the Sounders won their first title, it was easy to go acquire champagne because I lived at Belltown. We just walked downstairs and bought some. But I don't know. I have some people who are like, it's bad luck. And it's like, well, if you're expecting to win, you should buy it. But I don't know. It's a good question. What's the grace period?
I think you got to
buy it. I feel like the next weekend I could be like, screw it. I want mimosas. Mike, you want a mimosa?
Sure. Just do it. Yeah, maybe apply it in a different way. So instead of just drinking champagne, we make it a mimosa. And that's your way of saying, all right, we're not technically drinking champagne. It's just an ingredient.
Correct. Right. Because like I'm saying, it does seem like poor form to drink it that night.
Plus, I also think that whiskey does a better job of covering the taste of one's tears when things don't go the way you'd like it to.
That's what I'm saying. My buddy is not a drinker, but he's just like, want to drink some whiskey? I was like, yeah, we should. And then we made a couple jokes. Nobody cared for him. Anyhow, though, a lot of people are having watch parties. The other thing, too, is like, I grew up in D.C. I'm all for politics, but having a political watch party on election nights since 2000 has been, for the most part, a little tougher.
Yeah.
Right? Like, all right, Obama had a clear couple victories.
Yeah, but you don't know what it's going to be called,
like,
man.
I feel confident saying we're not going to know tonight. Mm-hmm. So it's like you're just basically having people over so y'all can bitch and moan. Yeah.
But you know what? Good on you. Whatever excuse for a party.
Way to go. Obviously, whatever channel you put on tonight, it's going to be
Well, you know,
coverage.
The good news is the Kraken's on if you need a break.
All right, Kraken's on.
And they start at 6, I think. So
search your sports channels. I think ESPN2 has some action on there.
So, you can escape.
Yeah. And look, I mean, look, you're not going to escape it. If you already voted stuff, you're going to find out. Somebody will text you. If you're having a party, I say you just drink the champagne. Screw it. Screw my rule I just made.
Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. Journalist.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Take to the men's room.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my car.
All right, our top story. We go to Illinois, where an ironic robbery took place. The report goes that four men approached a local resident in the later hours of the evening and offered to purchase an item from him. When the resident refused, he was greeted by the sight of guns, and the item was simply stolen, and the four made their escape. But the irony of the situation is that the robbers stole a ski mask.
That is, yeah, can you identify them? Well, I could initially.
Right. I did before, but now they're wearing my ski mask.
So I'm not quite sure.
The report does not detail if anyone was caught. It was more of a police blotter that just said that they stole a ski mask and then ran off with it.
That is the weirdest thing.
Like, dude, they said the estimated losses is $40.
Right.
Right. What are you stealing?
Just buy one.
Right. Come on, dude. In other news, a couple in Colorado was reminded of a storage space in their home thanks to their pet. The couple had celebrated the 4th of July this summer, and clearly not being drinkers like this show, they stored the leftover beer in the garage and left it to memory. Well, that memory finally came back to haunt them after they discovered that one of their pets had gotten into the garage. A 7-year-old pig named Strawberry that has a taste for beer, it would seem. She got into several of the leftover cases and helped herself to the delicious riches inside, a fact that was made evident thanks to a video going viral showing her walking from the scene of the crime, looking like someone that posted up at a bar until closing time, stumbling all over herself on the way to bed. Her owners told the media that she seemed fit as a fiddle by the morning, for all that are concerned about
her. We've all been there before.
Sure, yeah.
Give it the morning.
We've all just drank a little bit too much.
Well, wouldn't you say they fed them overnight, the pig?
They gave him a big bowl of chips in the morning.
Oh, no.
Yeah, trying to get rid of the hangover.
Right.
Put a little carb in there.
Drink a little bit of water.
Some Pedialyte.
Here's a Jersey Mike sub. Dude, there is none better. Honestly, on a Saturday afternoon.
Oh, yeah. It's like an alcohol-injected ham.
Oh, that's great, dude. My God, that is fantastic. And the thing is, like, pigs, they know how to get into things. They're kind of like walk-around dumpsters, so they don't mind what it is that they're eating, and they will eat in great amounts of it.
Yeah, but he went after that beer, man.
Yes, she did.
And I believe it was Bud Light is what I saw the most of it.
Is that what?
I'm just saying. And I would have never guessed what.
I like this water. It's got flavor to it.
This is some good stuff.
This is good.
Makes me pee.
A woman in Maryland.
Broke the seal.
A woman in Maryland sought some answers after her water bill came back a little high. We all cringe a little when we finally get the bill for our water consumption, but you can understand her shock when she discovered that her bill over a period of 3 months had launched all the way up to $1,700.
Good Lord.
She investigated and eventually sought professional help, who informed her that she had a slight leak in her toilet, causing her usage to jump from 80 to 100 gallons of water a day, all the way up to 650 gallons of water a day.
That's a slight leak.
That's a slight leak.
Okay.
It's not uncommon for this type of runoff to occur, and it could lead to steep bills for those that fall victim to it. Basically, if you've ever had it, I fought this so much in my last rental, is that when I flush the toilet, whether it's the chain gets caught or the plunger just doesn't set, it just keeps on going. And if you don't catch that, if it's in the toilet that's on a different level of the house, if you can't quite hear it, that thing will run and run and run. Mm-hmm. And then that's just...
And
that's
you pay for it and pay for it and pay for it.
There were times where I'd come home from work and I would hear that toilet was
I would just
curse myself. Come on. But just in case those stories left a bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
We go to Miami Beach, where a hobbyist did some good. While out diving in the water with a metal detector, our hero happened upon some treasure. A ring. Which is really what anybody would like to find while they're out there doing that.
Right, it's not like the ultimate thing.
Exactly. Cash in. But this was no normal piece of fashion nor show of love. This was a McMaster University class ring, bearing the year 1965 and the initials FMP. Wanting to do some digging of a different nature, he got in touch with the university's director of alumni engagement to do some research on who the owner could be, eventually finding their man. He's an 85-year-old alum that had been out for the day at the beach with his family when his son managed to slip the ring off of his finger after he helped him up and out of the water. He fell over. He was playing in the waves or whatever, and he fell over, so he's helping him up, and the kid slips the ring off his hand there. They did search for it for a while, but to no avail, and the ring was lost to history back in 1977.
Damn.
And it's now been returned with its owner. That thing's been missing for, shoot, what is that? 55 years?
54.
54 years, something like that. Goodness sake. And he just happened upon it. So, and he had like just celebrated his 85th birthday.
I was going to say, the guy's still alive.
This
which
is a great
amazing.
Present. Way to go there, buddy. Well done. You got your ring back.
I can't fit it over my bony knuckles.
Damn it. Metro Sports. You got some college football on ESPN and ESPN2. College hoops over on Big Ten Network as the Huskies are in town hosting the hosting UC Davis. And then you got your Seattle Kraken. They're looking to get out of the losing streak as they go to Colorado to see if they can best the Avalanche. Puck drops at 6 p.m. on Kong and on Amazon Prime. As far as your weather, we've got some clouds moving in to make for an overcast night with a low of 41. As far as tomorrow, they're expecting things that will open up a little bit more, but clouds will still be persistent with a high of 54. But plan for a cold night tomorrow night. Be ready for that.
Oh,
that's it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time for the return of Who Sucks Less. The lovely Jolene is up next.
Yes, indeed. It is all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until next time, please, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man.
Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.